Cthulhu presents The Call of Cthulhu Campaign, Curse of Nineveh, by Mike Mason, Mark Laughlin, Scott Dorwood, Paul Fricker, Andrew Kenrick.
We started with a kind of a reading of the diary that Nev had given us, and we learned many things about her friends, that they could do magic or thought they could do magic, so some people decided to visit them. We learned there was a trip to the museum to learn much about, I've already forgotten, Naboo. We learned to kind of also follow up on the death of Nev's friends, Archie. Roger also ventured out to talk to Terrence McAvoy. And we all kind of went our ways to investigate and return. Club, Onaria, and Bingo found out that they're being watched. And sure enough, we saw a man at the end of the block watching. And we also found out that Archie had a wife and kids and their address. So Kitty and Maud went to go talk to them, while Heathcliff bravely and heroically and possibly foolishly stayed behind to watch the watchers. At the museum, they learned more about Naboo, more about wherever we're going. Poof. Don't know anymore. But they made an appointment, which is even more important, to go back the next day to talk more to the museum curator, or a museum curator. Roger went and looked for Mr. McAvoy and found him dead, I think throat slit and infested with flies and maggots. He was able to keep his cool and his lunch and called in the constables, who asked him questions. But he also pocketed a letter, I believe, that somebody else was afraid of what was going on. Heathcliff saw a changing of the guard. It was an exciting cliffhanger to find out what was going to happen. As we're not going to hear from him, it might be really bad. And we learned that Maud and Kitty learned that several items were stolen from Archie's house. His house was invaded by somebody in black robes, who at first the son thought was a dream. And they are very upset, and we are going to encourage them to go visit family at the seaside or something.
Excellent. all right. Anybody want to have anything you want to add to that?
Hearing
nothing.
Brilliant. It was wonderful.
Better than cats. It used to be a big praise, but
it used to be.
The movie came out. All right. So what is your plan for today? Sorry, it's still the same day. It's been a long day at this point. Sort of wandered around. It's getting, let's say I think I said it was like, you know, mid to late afternoon when Heathcliff saw a changing of the guard, if you will, of people watching the house of the Pinkers.
And I feel like the other crew, the museum crew, was going to just go back to the library post, you know, since we spent a couple hours at the museum and got an appointment with the curator, and then I think we're going to head to the library to continue, because I had this sort of feeling that there was a
I thought we did go to the library. More information,
and I think we did that. Yes, I think I'm done at least for the day, and probably.
I thought we were going back to the club.
To the club.
That all makes sense. It's getting close to tea time.
And Kitty's feeling indisposed, so I think we're just going to maybe swing by and see if Heathcliff is there, and if not, go back to the club.
It is not a problem to find Heathcliff. He is watching what he will get in the car with you and report that there was a changeover of the guard, and that he wasn't sure what he should do at that moment. Should he follow the car? Should he stop them from? So and as you pick up Heathcliff, it's clear that there's a new person. He's shorter and stockier than the guy who had been watching. But there's clearly somebody else in the spot where people watch the Pinker's house.
Oh, did you get a plate number, Heathcliff? Ugh.
I don't believe he did.
No.
I don't think he asked for it. But what you know now is that and this has been your concern, Maud, is that they have your plate number.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not my car.
Whose car is it anyway? Is it you or Kitty's or?
I don't think we specified.
Well, let's specify, shall we?
All right, it can be my car.
I was going to say we could roll for it.
Oh, okay.
That works.
Is it? All right, so please roll. High roll owns a car.
Ooh, 84.
76.
Well, you both really wanted to own it, but only one can. So, Maud, you have a car.
I have the car. They have my plates. Maybe. Did they realize that we were watching them? I don't know.
Yes.
All right.
They certainly realize. They know you visited, though.
Yes, that's true.
Without a doubt, so.
Yes. Let's just sort of wave our arms a little bit, our hands a little bit, and everybody is back at the club. One of the lounges and a particularly sturdy chair sits Roger, and others can sort of file in at some point. The staff will bring you tea and small biscuits.
I say, Roger, you look worse than usual. What happened to you?
It has been a bit of a day. Spend some time with the constabulary.
Oh, not again.
Oh, no, no.
I got rid of that problem.
Oh, no, nothing like that. Nothing like that. Mr. Thompson's companion, Mr. McAvoy, is dead. In a rather violent manner, I'm afraid.
Ew.
Oh, my.
Did you witness it?
I witnessed his corpse, yes.
So how many bodies do we have now? Archie and Mr. McAvoy and Thompson?
There were four.
And the human combustion?
Yes. Two.
And now we're thoroughly tangled up in it.
Exciting, isn't it, Kitty?
It is a bit. Oh, well, let's swap notes then, I suppose.
We've not learned much at the museum, but tomorrow we shall.
Did anyone look into Lord Brighton, the fellow that was dead? Sorry, I took a nap here at the club.
we did a little bit, I believe.
No, I don't think.
Well, only right in the. Thompson. No, we didn't.
Oh, no, I guess not. Reitman didn't. I did. Look, I looked to see if he had authored anything and didn't find anything by him.
Yes, the statue of Naboo we have, that was his, right? No. That came from him. But yes, that's what started our interest, I believe.
Why is that not on our list of clues? Okay.
Well, I thought about it, and the more I thought, the tighter I got. And the tighter I got, I sat here in front of this fire, and yes, forgot to mention it.
So you really should have gone to the museum, Mr. Shaw. I think that a man with your expertise might have had a little more pull.
Yes. Quite right.
I don't know if it's in the notes or not. At one point you did ask about Lord Brightman and found out that may have been Roger, that his valet was handling the estates.
Oh, I thought it was Collins. Oh, Collins is...
Samuel Collins is his valet / butler of the late Lord Brightman. Somewhere along the line, someone had a conversation.
Roger that came is out. One of us. Gotcha. Roger is one of us. That was Mr.
Yes, Hayes. The large man in the large chair there.
Yeah, I had been asking about his butler, I think.
Yes.
I got the cold shoulder from the club butler. And that's as far as we got after we found out about the butler, I think.
Yes, so, we could attend that service. Yeah.
Oh, didn't that happen at the club?
Well, yeah. We had the dinner, but
yeah, that's might the whole be a reason burial.
You would have known that the burial is because his family was his wife and kid had passed away. There, you know, it was definitely a private affair happening.
Ah. Right, so that's done. But so with the valet, what's the valet's name again? Sorry?
Collins.
Samuel Collins.
Maybe going to the house and just interviewing Mr. Collins.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. So he was a collector of antiquities. Did he have something stolen? Is that right? I got to go back up and figure out.
So he was the one that... showed too many names. Theodore, the original statue.
He told a story that Gregory Bluffstone, who's the club president, referenced during his speech.
Right.
And then later on, you heard from Teddy or Theodore Raymond Price that while there, he had caught somebody stealing something and had pulled the statue, and as a guy was dying after being shot, the guy put the statue into Brightman's hands. It is a different statue than the one that Neve gave you just a few days ago, or just yesterday.
Right.
Right. So now that we have three statues.
I was going to say, how do we actually know it's different?
Because you heard from someone, I think someone had told you that his things had been stolen. Brightman had things stolen, and yet you have a statue in your hands. Neve received the statue from Glossop.
Right.
And that happened after. Well, I suppose it is possible, but you've no indication that Brightman's statue got stolen by Glossop, who then gave it to Neve. That would be even for this campaign would be an unusual set of circumstances.
I get a hint of what we're in for.
Okay.
I have pages and pages of NPCs.
Yeah, this is the last we know of Brighton in the notes. It's Collins, Brightman's butler, is packing up the estate. Brightman's wife and son died last year in a coach. Brightman's throat was slit ear to ear, and the police apparently know nothing.
Yeah, and this is the same way that McAvoy died, right, Roger?
I believe so. It's certainly similar, yes.
Yes, they were both lit ear to ear by, you know, by some sharp, like the knife or some other sort of cutting instrument. But it is the exact same way.
And is that the same as Archie?
No, Archie was smashed on the head.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you talked to the police and know that, but I'm just going to tell you so we don't wander down that way. Let's say it would have come up at some point. Yes, because the assumption was that he interrupted a robbery.
Right. Okay. So that's actually another possibility. Talk to police about Archie.
So can I ask you about
talk to police about all of these?
Right. Yeah. Can I ask you real quick about Brightman's things? You said some of his things were stolen. Is that right?
Brightman had one object stolen,
and it was that statue.
As far as you know, now you haven't, you know, let me put it this way: you know that statue was stolen. Nobody has talked to anybody at the house who would be able to tell you if other things were stolen.
Got you. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So we have an interview tomorrow at the British Museum.
Yeah.
We should probably go talk to Collins about Brightman. There's also talk about visiting Nev's uncle Thomas because he knows the other Albright, right?
Yeah, I think I'm remembering this from the journal.
Journal, yeah.
So that's Surrey, isn't it?
In Surrey?
Yeah, which isn't too far, but I suppose we could also just call or send a letter. What are the things? So there's obviously quite a few things we can do in London. There's obviously all the stuff to do with the British Museum and the police. There's more generic research. I mean, some of you need to go to the British Museum anyway to meet with the curator. There's, I assume, Brightman's residence is in London. Is that correct, Sean?
It is. Yep.
Okay. So there's one of these items is Babylonian magic and sorcery. Is this just someone wants to find? That's another British Museum thing, isn't it?
Yes. So that came up because of Dame Agatha had looked through the obituary for King.
Yeah.
And had was interested in the book as well as another reference to a wall of writing. And I said I would get back because it wasn't clear to me what they had to do. As it turns out that you can get that book if you want, Dame Agatha.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I'll pull that from the library if that's where it is.
It is in the club's library. That's not a problem.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
And then as for the other... essentially, it's not that he reproduced the wall. He basically just took a lot of notes. I don't remember exactly what it says in the handout, but that's overstating what happened. I would also point out that...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, okay, that wall.
Yeah,
yes,
I mean, I'm with you. Yeah. For those of you who are sort of just talking about Albright and going to Surrey, if you look in Neve's journal... his store is, there's even a little picture of it. Sweet relics.
Yeah.
So it would not be a problem to find. In fact, she even tells you more or less where it is in the journal. It would not be a problem to find his store.
All right.
Just add more things to investigate.
Yeah. So how do we prioritize this? Or do we just... randomly.
Yes.
I wonder if after what happened to Roger, we should perhaps not travel alone?
No, stuff and nonsense. What is there to be concerned about?
Throat slitting, spontaneous combustion.
Well, for those people who were silly enough to get involved in belief in this ridiculousness, but for the rest of us, we're in the middle of London. Right. What possible danger could there be?
Maybe we should travel together, except for Roger. He'd only slow us down.
Oh,
So Shin, are we still on the same day?
Yeah, I think it's the evening though, so we're sort of planning
late afternoon
to do tomorrow.
All right. So why don't we go and talk to the antique dealer? He knows enough. He's Ebenezer Upright.
Yeah, we've got him too.
So he was. They had an altercation, Neve and Albright. Well, we can't just wander in there and say, "Hey, tell us about this statue." I think we'd have much the same reaction. So. What do you propose,
Mr. Hemsworth? Maybe I was thinking we can go and see, go to the place, find out a little bit more about what books he has, if he has heard about the curse that we read on the, we can say we read on the papers actually. Can we?
It's very strange when you think about it, because the first time Neve went there with the fish statue, he was apparently, eager to share and to perform bizarre rituals, but then turn up with a second statue and all of a sudden he's terrified.
Maybe he'd been threatened by somebody in the meantime.
Mm-hmm. I'm going through the times piece, but see if we can link it to something. But no.
I'm actually going to have to read the journal again, aren't I? Lost the link.
Well, we can actually go and ask for this Babylon Magic and Sorcery book.
You can just find the book. It's in the library.
Yeah, we have the book. I have a copy
of
the book.
No need to look around for it. Mr. Helmsworth is suggesting is that we actually use that as an inn with Albright.
An excuse to ask.
Yeah,
I got you.
Or perhaps we just turn up and browse his stuff, and I think if we repeat the mistake of Neve again, then
whoever wants to go, we can go and buy. Try to get these books from King and see if he reacts somehow to the selection of books, and maybe start getting a conversation and see if he may know a little bit more.
Okay.
I mean, just spend the afternoon doing that, and that's it.
Yep, sounds Reasonable.
Great. What's the plan?
Going to go to Sweet Relics.
Excellent. Who's going to Sweet Relics?
Well, I assume Mr. Helmsworth. Yeah. I'll go.
All right.
Like now this evening you're going.
Well, what time is it, Sean? Is it afternoon?
Yeah, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, yeah. Then I guess we've got time just before he closes.
Yes, Mr. Schindler is not going.
Does Mr. Schindler have a plan other than resting up before dinner?
If it were a couple hours earlier, perhaps. but given the that it is tea time, dinner will be soon. perhaps I shall just wait and go to Hackney tomorrow.
So maybe we should try to figure out who this Peter person is and how he's related.
Well, yes, that is why I intend to go to Hackney, to find out. You are exactly correct, Miss Throckmorton.
So remind me where Peter came from?
Peter is the author of the letter that I found at Terry's house. He was also involved somehow, so.
Right. So that's his address. Yeah, okay, that's the return address. Right, got it.
He's not on your list of clues.
Peter No last name.
Oh, look at that.
That's under Reginald Thompson.
Yes, that's what confused me. Yeah. And in fact, I want to be clear, whoever did the notes, you have a meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m. with a curator who's not Reginald Thompson.
Right.
Yeah.
Reginald Thompson's a separate character, so.
Mary, they shall be confused.
Well,
are they related because... Why are they related? Reginald Thompson
works or is associated with the museum. I think that Roger found out that Thompson was spending a lot of time at the museum on some project or another.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why someone would have associated them, is that they're both museum people.
Thompson and Brightman worked together on the dig, right?
They were both there at the dig, yes.
Right, and that's the one that Teddy, whatever, told his story about. He was on the second dig with them.
Yes. Teddy was not on the dig. I'm getting a little confused here. Teddy never went on the dig.
Oh, no, he just heard the story.
He heard the story, yes.
And Thompson and Brightman had a falling out, if I remember, at one point?
No.
All right.
But Thompson's now dead.
And Brightman is obviously dead. Dead. Right?
No, Thompson is alive. Sorry, let's take a step back.
Well, I think we don't know, right? We don't know where he is.
You don't know where he is. You just know he's sort of been seen out and about at the museum. Yep. It is Thompson's partner in the digs that died of a heart attack. Lightman,
King.
King, that, thank you. That's right. Yep.
And that's why Peter was under Terry, because I was looking for Reginald via Terrence.
And yeah.
Terrence led me to Peter.
Right. And
so this is the trail leading to Thompson. That's why I put.
Yeah.
That's why makes sense. Terrence and Peter were under Thompson.
So what? Remind me, who was Terrence? Terrence was a.
At the club, somebody told Roger, "Oh, I met somebody who was on that expedition with Thompson."
Yeah. Okay.
And
he was an assistant friend.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Co-conspirator, whatever.
Well, we need and a better directed track of all this.
Roger went there by himself because he had the whole day in which to get from one place to another, and therefore didn't want something to get in the way of that. And then he stole.
Wait, I feel evidence. Like we could do this. the same show every week.
Well, so I will say that I have been listening to a live play of this, and I've been stunned as the players every week seem to do the same sort of we should think about this. And I want to yell at those players on the podcast, just grab something and run. There's no bad choices here. So I'm going to do that.
Bad
here.
Choices here.
There are no bad choices. Grab a thing and run and go do it. And things will hopefully become clearer as you grab onto more information. Or not, but.
Or not, right.
All right.
So it sounds like a group of people are going to go to Sweet Relics. And that group includes Kitty and Montgomery. What are other people doing, if anything?
I want to go to Lord Brightman's house.
Brightman's house. Perfect.
I'll go with that one.
I think I'll go to Sweet Relics with the other two.
I think I will enjoy a glass of sherry with Mr.
all right, so it is Montgomery and Kitty and Oswald going to Sweet Relics, and then visiting Brightman, it is Connor and Maud, and keeping the home fires burning are Dame Agatha with Roger.
Yeah,
that sounds fine. Let us reward good behavior by going to Sweet Relics first. So Sweet Relics, it is on Copenhagen Street in North London. It's a little beyond King's Cross Station. And it is definitely a seedier part of London. The shop itself is nestled between a barber shop and a butcher shop and a yard. It's a quiet street. It's not a lot of foot traffic coming through here. You see, and again, that there's a nice picture of it in the handout or the journal of Albright Shop. It's relatively small. Get the sense that you're sort of looking more into a private residence than a storefront. In the window display, there's a small selection of pottery and crockery and some old-looking jewelry. But it's hard to get a look back beyond that because he has closed the curtains.
Oh, so is it actually... No, but it's not closed. It's
open. It's open. He's got an open sign on.
Okay.
Yep. Well, I guess I'll... we'll head on in.
Go open the door for the ladies.
Thank you very much.
You open the door, and the 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the afternoon now, the light is dimming, and yet it's fairly close to the amount of light that's in the shop itself. There are dusty objects and books lining the wall, little display cases with, jewelry and broken statuaries. It's all just sort of combined to give this sort of old atmosphere to it, and maybe even slightly oppressive. And as you walk in, there's a little bell on the door, and a man walks out from the back room. He is in his late 40s. He looks scruffy, kind of short, a little oily looking, and he has a fairly prominent bandage around his head.
All right, so I'll just turn around and tell my friends, this is the place that I was telling you about. And I wink at them so they know that I'm playing.
There's so much stuff in here. Wow.
I know.
It's a treasure trove.
Maybe we can find those.
Yes. Look at this jewelry. I'll start examining the jewelry.
And the man with the bandage around his head slides up right close to you, Kitty. Oh, you have exquisite taste. That jewelry there would look lovely around your neck, just hanging there.
Oh, you. I'll giggle at him.
It's not a look that you find very comfortable.
No.
More of a leer on his part.
Mm. Where is this from?
This here is from Egypt. It was taken many years ago from an artisan there. Yes, it is. It would look beautiful. It would be quite a piece for when you are with your friends. You and your lady friends getting together and drinking together. And he will look at the other two.
Mm-hmm. I'm going through the books, and where are his books? Do you have any books by William King?
No, I don't. I don't have any here, but I'm sure I can get some for you. It's not the sort of books that people come to the shop for. Here, let me find you this. And he goes and he sort of pulls off a book that. What is your background again? You're a librarian occultist. Go ahead and give me an occult roll. Or a librarianist roll.
Okay. Pass the library. And check the occult. And pass the occult.
Great. So this is. London at this point is agog with all sorts of things about the occult, and this is the lowest common denominator type book about mm-hmm. the occult. It is the sort of book that you might give a child that was sort of interested in hearing about it, because there's nothing scholarly behind it. It's all just sort of tales and legends and somewhat. For a person of your background, this is just ridiculous to hand to you. It's like, maybe you'd find this to be useful. It's all the rage right now in London. Everyone's talking about it. He is talking to you, but he is not. He sort of shifted his head towards you, but he's definitely sort of keeping in close proximity to Kitty.
Ew. Mm-hmm.
Like, he goes and gets the book and he hands it to you, and then sort of puts his body back. And Kitty, I'm not even gonna do a the roll on this. You can feel his warm heat coming off onto you.
I'll just take the book and put it back on the library and push it hard enough to make a sound, Oh, no, thank you. That's very basic for me.
Scholar, I know.
Yeah, I've been studying for years, I was more interested on what Mr. King was writing about, and see if I can do some research for a paper that I'm working on.
There are many, many libraries out there where you could find. Not that many didn't write that much, but there are libraries out there you could get that information about. That's not really the type of book, scholarly works like King wrote. It's not the sort of work I would get involved in.
Yes. Oh, what would you get involved in? This is such an interesting shop. I want to hear all about the things you're interested in.
Yes, well, I am interested in exploring the esoteric, the decisions, the life beyond life, the forces that bring all of us together. And with this, his hand sort of slightly moves towards your hand. Brings us together, and a lovely embrace of the all. perhaps you'd be interested in a private session.
Oh, do you do rituals?
Go ahead and give me a persuade roll.
How about charm?
Or charm.
Yes. Yep, 67 out of 75.
Well, yes, I've engaged in the mystical arts, those things beyond that which we know. I'm happy to help you expand your horizons.
Well, I've been to a few seances, but I wasn't particularly impressed. I think they were all a bit fraudulent. But I'm interested in the real arts.
Well,
you seem to know what's what.
Oh, I do. I very much do. Yes, I'd be happy to engage in some private tutelage with you.
Oh, did you hear that? That's great, isn't it, Montgomery and Oswald? We can get some private tuition. Yes, yes. Excellent.
That's what I was actually expecting, you know.
It's not even a psychology role to see his face become crestfallen.
I know I'm trying to get information out of him, but I... Ugh. Well, do you have anything here? Anything more not for the public?
I could prepare something. Yes. Yes. Let me. And he reaches over, sort of goes over the door and switches the sign to closed. And come back in my room here. My office area, if you would.
I'll sort of nod at the others that.
Yeah. I'll go with Judy.
Yep.
Oh, that's great. Let's go. Let's hope.
Yep. All right. Wary.
Yeah. I wonder. Well, actually, as we're going, I'll sort of whisper to Oswald and Montgomery. This, he makes my skin crawl. But if I distract him, you can take a look around.
Yeah. We can do that.
But if you hear me scream, please come quickly.
Yeah, we'll try. Just joking.
Oh, so are you not all going back? Is it just?
Yeah,
just
I think we're all going back. But the idea is that they can maybe poke around a bit.
Okay. So he leads you back into his office area, and. Look. This will make sense. For those of you who are not sort of paying attention to him, why don't you give me spot hidden rolls?
Okay.
Normal success.
Ooh, 0-1.
Nice.
Nine.
All right, so Montgomery, you look around. There's a collection of books back here, but there also is a fairly large amount of statuaries and artifacts and things that you are quite sure are not the sort of things that are supposed to be in the hands of a private collector of Mr. Albright's economic class.
Hmm.
Like, people buy things at auctions and that sort of thing. He clearly has things that he is... He clearly traffics in things that he probably gained through illegal means.
Okay. Do we see anything like the
Well,
statue?
Oswald, as you are looking around, you do see a piece of paper on Albright's desk. It's in the notes.
Sure. Let's... okay.
Give me an intelligence roll, too. Or an idea roll.
Which is the same.
Yeah, sure.
That is a regular success.
You will recall that Neve said that she had a list that was given her by Glossop of stolen artifacts. And that she dropped it at some point. She lost it.
All right. Well, I think if... now, how far away is Albright?
If you wanted to grab this, you should. I'm not even going to do a sleight of hand.
I don't know if I want to grab it though. I don't know if I want to know.
It's a small office. He's sort of leading. His attention is entirely on Kitty.
Yeah, I mean, I'll grab it. My intention is I want to copy it down.
Oh, you can definitely grab a piece of paper and copy it down if you want.
Perfect. Not a problem. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. He is all about Kitty with her amazing charm roll.
Is it written in pencil?
It is.
Okay.
Or whatever the means of writing is at that time, I don't want to accidentally give a clue. Like, pencils were only used by, you know, blah, blah, blah.
So after I copy it and I have the original, I'm going to go through and see if I can erase and change some of the numbers in case he does try to use this.
That seems a little bit more. So why don't you just give me a stealth or sleight of hand with advantage?
Stealth. A zero.
I will move him to block his...
Montgomery is apparently extremely effective at helping you out with your stealth roll. So yes, it's not a problem at all to sort of change some numbers. But Kitty, his attention is focused on you. Well, are you interested in rituals and spells? What is it that you want to learn more about?
Well, yes. If everyone out there seems to be a fraud, so I just want to see something real.
Your companion there.
What if we get something, a spell or something to talk to that, and we can talk to Mr. King? Do you happen to know how to set up those sessions?
King, you're talking about the Explorer King?
Yes.
Is he dead?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. If you know,
deal in seances and such, if that's what you're looking for.
Oh, okay.
No, that's just your friend here.
I tried to look disappointed.
Your beautiful friend here is obviously aware of the fakery involved in all of these seances and the like. That's not how it works. That's not what happens when we die. But if you're interested in speaking with King, I suggest you find a way into death, because that's the only way you'll have be able to communicate with him now.
He's
made a very funny joke.
Yeah, I'll give him a dry smile and don't scare me, sir. Don't scare me. A potential buyer.
Go ahead and give me a fast talk roll.
Okay. Not very good at fast talk. And I'm not good at fast talk.
You say, oh, you're a potential buyer. And he sort of looks at you and squints, like trying to figure out, like, you didn't say that naturally enough for him. You know, okay. He's been a...
Montgomery, look, you're distracting the gentleman. He was about to reveal something to me, I'm sure.
Yes, let me do a little something here. And he starts murmuring to himself a little bit. I need you to give me a sanity roll.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
What about a 96?
Great. You can lose 6 points of sanity.
What?
As he points to you.
1d6 or?
No, you fumbled.
Okay.
So 6 points of sanity. We'll do an idea roll, too. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
What is your sanity, Randall?
I passed my idea. Sanity.
Because it's only a fumble if it's less than 50, right?
Oh, is that true? I thought it was any time it was 96 or
above. Yeah, so it's the new rules. It's okay. If it's 96 or above when your skill is below 50, when your skill's above 50, it's only 100.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and roll a d6.
All right. I think I made that
up. Again, to be fair. Oh, just one again.
Okay.
Point.
That's fine. You lose one, but you sort of look at this room. The walls seem to be sort of squeezing in on you. You look at Kitty, who you've known for some time, and she just, her face starts to look hideous and maybe flames coming out of her eyes, and you feel compelled to turn around and flee from this store.
All right. What's happening? And I'll go back, I guess, to the main room. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not enough. That's you don't feel safe here.
Okay, I will exit the shop.
Oh, he's on the sauce again, Kitty.
You get outside and you're on the streets of London. You've lived in London, right? Your whole life, maybe?
Yeah. I work here, so.
Okay. So, you feel safe and secure here. Like you can take a breather. Yes. Yes. Your friend there. Go and ask him. He felt I was able to implant fear into him.
Oh. Weird.
Wow. That's
what a cool trick.
Wait, how did you learn how to do something like that?
I have been to many, many interesting places through the years, much exploration in the world. I've seen many, many things, many dark, dark things. And now his hand is not sort of near your hand, but is definitely resting on your hand. And his hand is sort of large and pudgy and just sort of is like a lump of clay just sort of resting on your hand.
All right, I'm gonna have my hand in my one hand in my pocket, surreptitiously slipping on my brass knuckles in case anything happens.
Yes, I would be happy to have dinner with you, and this invitation is clearly just to Kitty. Dinner with you and tell you more of my many journeys through the world, many exciting things I've seen, things that would sure thrill you.
Sure, a man like you who can cause fear in others wouldn't be afraid of anything. You must be so brave.
yes. Well, Randall, you can sort of calm down a little bit and you feel like you could go back inside again.
Okay. No, I will wait a little bit. And go just not go back to where they are, but just to the main area of the library. The store, sorry.
Of the store, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not a problem. So you can hear what's being talked about. So what is it that you really need here?
Well, to be honest, Kitty's a little bit of a thrill seeker here, and kind of jokingly, laughingly say, someone said you could summon demons.
Kind of looks at you and doesn't seem to want to answer that question, but he's giving you that sort of, yes, but I'm not going to just show you that.
I mean, it's just all hoo-ha, right?
Oh no. There are definitely dark forces out there in the world. You need to be careful. If you're moving beyond the petty table knockings, moving into the actual world of these occult forces, you need to be careful. There are dark shadows.
Pretty sure humanity is just as bad as any of those dark shadows you're talking about.
And he just, no, you have no idea what's out there. No idea. I've seen them. And humanity are ants to them.
So what got you into that? Seems like a kind of kooky idea.
I've always had an inquiring mind, kind of mind that wanted to know how the world really worked. Then turns out that once you reach a certain point, you find out the world is not as you thought it would be. Beyond the veil of this normality, there are cosmic forces at play here. His hand sort of slides away from yours, Kitty, as if he's sort of...
Thank God.
Sort of almost... He's not the trembling per se, but you can tell he's definitely sort of reached a point where he's starting to think about all the things he knows and getting uncomfortable with that knowledge.
Hmm.
Montgomery, can you give me a spot hidden roll?
I can try. It is a normal success.
When you sort of burst out of the store and looked around and came back in again and you're sort of looking around, you noticed that there was a darker-skinned man wearing a very nice suit. And with that role, you'll recall that person was sort of standing outside the building, you know, across the street as you came in as well.
What is he now?
Do you want to take a quick look outside again?
No, I mean, when I spot him,
across the street.
He's still... Across the street, so he's still there. All right.
Yeah,
I can peek through the window, I guess, if there is enough space for me to...
Not a problem. He is reading a paper and just leaning against the wall, but he's just been there a fair bit of time. And maybe you wouldn't have noticed him if you hadn't heard earlier from Maud... and Kitty and Heathcliff about the person watching the Pinker's house. Mm-hmm. Let's stop there. Yep. Let's go to the other group. You're all going where again? To Brightman's house?
Yes, to talk to Collins.
Gosh.
Not a problem. Yes, so you go to his house. And Sorry. He lives in a lived in a very nice part of town, Regent's Park Road in North London. It's a nice building, well kept up. Clearly the houses are, you know, of a different stature than the Glossop's house.
Shall we be rather straightforward with Mr. Collins, do you think, Mr. Shaw?
Yes, I think that's an excellent plan. My dear, why don't I let you take the lead on that while I sort of look about, so to speak. But yes, go directly to him, I think. Right at them. That's the way.
All right. I must admit that I'm... don't have Kitty's charms, but I'll do my best.
Apparently, I have no skills speaking to people.
Oh, dear. You sell yourself short, Mr. Shaw, I assure you.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Thank you.
We ring at the doorbell.
All right. A man... in the notes there, he is an older gentleman wearing a sweater, tie, glasses. Yes, how can I help you?
Are you Collins?
I am. Do we know each other? Yes.
No, sir. I'm Maud Throckmorton. This is my colleague, Mr. Connor Shaw. We belong to the club of Mr. Brightman. And
the Wentworth. He had many a pleasant hour there. I understand you had a lovely ceremony for him. He would have appreciated that. Yes.
Some suspicious things are going on, and we just wanted to get some more information, if you would be so kind. We know that this must be very difficult for you.
The police have been here and taken the information. I don't know what else I can offer.
Well, sometimes when you think about it a bit longer, things come to your mind, or, you know, one more thing that you might have wanted to have said.
Go ahead and give me some social skill.
Yeah. All I can do is hope here. 16, so that will work.
I get the check. I have a small period of time, but then I must get back to the work here.
Sure.
Come inside. You will open the door for you to come in, sort of direct you over to a small sitting room.
Thank you, Char.
Very kind. Just so. Well, what, how can I help?
If you could just, as difficult as it might be, recount what happened to poor Lord Brightman. You see, somebody came to us very much afraid, and we're trying to help them.
You want me to tell you what happened? I'm not sure it's exactly a topic for a young woman as yourself. Are you sure you want to hear it?
I will do my best to be brave.
Oh, I have smelling salts if we need them. This was Wednesday, 24th. I found my master's body. I had gone to sleep early the night before and last saw Lord Brightman at around 9 or so. He's reading a book of some sort. He's often read until the night got dark. In case I knocked on his door the next morning and walked in and it's a sight I unfortunately will see for the rest of my life. It's in my head. It's it'd been stabbed and throat had been slit. He sort of leans in here. He wants to sort of watch you as he starts talking. This next part, his hands and feet had been severed and placed on my lordship's chest. It was a
fan myself.
Parchment sticking out of his mouth.
Oh! Well,
I don't know why I didn't just leave it. I pulled it out and it was words, the curse shall find all who have stolen. It's written in blood. I assume it was my lordship's blood.
Oh, you're right. It's, had he been nervous? Oh, dear.
Can I make a psychology roll and just to see if he's trying to be? You said he was leaning forward to look at her reaction. Is he
go ahead,
trying
go ahead.
To like scare her off and
mm-hmm,
purposely?
Sure.
It doesn't matter. I have no idea whether he is or not.
He may be trying to scare off, you don't know, but you also know that at this time period, telling a story of cutting off hands and feet is the sort of thing that might disturb a lady of less stern constitution.
Ah, I see.
This is the 1920s, after all.
That's right.
Yes. Fragile flowers and the like.
Yes.
That's me. Delicate. Like
and,
a mom.
They police came the next day and we did a check. It I don't know why there had been a. They took some papers and they took a statue he had acquired on a dig. Otherwise, there are many artifacts of great wealth that were just left behind, jewelry and the like.
What was this statue of?
I overheard apparently it's a Assyrian god, Nabu. I think I've got that right. His lordship had been quite proud of it when he brought it back, but for time he grew to feel that it might be cursed.
Why would the police take it?
Oh, no. I'm saying it was stolen the night before. Sorry about that. Yes, his papers and the statue had been stolen. It's the only thing, though. Lord Brightman had a marvelous collection. He was such an intriguing man. And his collection would have, you know, even if you just sold it for the gold alone and the jewels, would have been something. But whoever broke in seemed to be only interested in that statue and some papers.
Does Lord Brighton... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Mr. Shaw.
No, I'm sorry, but Collins, as you know, those of the club, we have an interest in exactly the type of thing that Lord Brighton, being such a great man that he is, may have acquired. Did he have a catalog of his items? I'm just curious as to, to know exactly, perhaps someone like us, and I indicate Maud, who have some experience in these matters might understand better than the police what was taken.
Oh, he did have a catalog. That's how I was able to determine that the only thing taken was the statue. Some papers.
What was
the journal was also missing.
Oh, dear. What did the statue look like? Our friend, who is so afraid, also spoke of a statue.
You probably have heard of this Nabu before. Perhaps not. Have you?
Some kind of scholar god, yes?
Yes, yes. Well, this one here was crafted in gold. And it was the Naboo part, apparently, with the top part was a man part, and the bottom part was the squat body of what I'm told was a demon of some sort.
Oh.
It's very, very disconcerting to look at. I don't believe in curses, but there was something definitely off-putting about that.
And do you know how the blackguards got in?
Yes, the second story, his bedroom window had been opened. Apparently the murderer climbed the drain pipe, which runs outside the bedroom window. Quite a feat, really. Whoever did that was no mere burglar.
Quite.
And Mr. Brightman hadn't had any idea that he wasn't nervous or worried or.
No, I don't believe he was. I know that with the passing of his wife and son last year, he became a bit more of a recluse, but he wasn't nervous per se. He seemed to be in very good spirits the last I saw of him.
Do you have his antiquities collection nearby? Might we inspect them to see if, again, something might be amiss?
I've been packing the things up. You would have to, I mean, if you wish to spend some time, I suppose you could unpack and check, but I can tell you I've done a fairly meticulous job. You get the sense he's sort of taking your sort of, well, maybe you missed something. Slightly offended at the idea that he would have missed something.
I told you I can't talk to people.
Well, it's not, and he's not like, you know, get out of here so much as I had a job. That's the last job I'm doing for my master. And this guy wanders in here and saying, are you sure you got it?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you're doing an excellent job. Perhaps just the catalog then would be helpful.
I can arrange to have a copy made for you and send it to the club.
You are wonderful. Yes.
Very kind. Where is the collection going to a museum? I know that Mr. Brightman, as you so sadly reminded us that, you know, his whole family is gone. It's such a terrible loss.
I don't think they've done a reading of the will yet. His attorney works for Crank and Willis. But I don't know if they've opened the will yet. They may be sort of making sure everything's in order. I'm hopeful I'll receive a small amount of money, a pension of sorts, for my some sort of gift, but I don't know. Perhaps it will go to museums. Perhaps they'll spend some time trying to find some long forgotten nephew or the like who will find himself suddenly many boxes of old antiquities. And he looks around in possession of this house.
Oh, it is a lovely, lovely place. Have you found another position? Are you able to retire?
I will be retiring to the coast. Yes, I will be. As soon as I can leave, I will be leaving these memories of London behind me. There's nothing to keep me here anymore.
It sounds lovely.
And if you don't have any other questions, he'll sort of stand up and do the, well, I got things to do.
Before we go, not before we go, actually, to extend this, although it can obviously be shorthanded if you decide it, if it's not important. But I'll say, Would you mind? This will be the last chance. It's our first opportunity to visit the home of the great Lord Brighton. And this will be the last chance that anyone, any visitors perhaps, would get to see it as it was. Would you mind giving this a quick tour and perhaps some, tell us some stories of the Lord as we walk?
Of course. Yes. And so he will lead you. It's a three-story house.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom level is a dining room and a sitting room area and a small kitchen. Second floor is bedrooms for his lordship, his office, his sort of display type area. You're pretty sure that this is where this sort of display area, like things have sort of been taken down. It's been enough time now. There are cases there, but there are boxes lying around. Mm-hmm. You're pretty sure this is probably the room where Teddy told you that Brightman told him and the club president about what had happened. Just sort of feels that way. And then the Collins will stop and say, well, the third floor is just the staff. I mean, so it's very, very simple. Myself and a cook and some storage areas.
Not that, of course. Does it look like the desk has been packed up?
So the desk is there. It's, you know, nothing. It looks like someone's been packing things up, but they haven't. You would know at this time that, you know, at some point when you think you've got enough stuff, you'll call for a removal service to take things out.
Gotcha. When we're kind of in his room, can I take a quick examination of the window, kind of seeing, you know, turning around saying, oh, what a wonderful view or whatever. It's just the window they gained entry in. Terrible, terrible. And just see, it, you know, has it been scraped, jimmied, or is there even a lock on it or anything?
It looks like, yeah, so there definitely was a lock on it. You can look at it and you know, it's not necessarily something that's your forte, but it's not that hard to see that somebody took some sort of metal object and sort of pried open the window.
Sure. And looking down.
Just to be clear, the lock is there less of a security and more of a keep the window from flying open in a storm type thing.
Right. Yeah, it wouldn't have taken very much. Taking a quick glance down, I'm sure there's nothing unusual about the drain pipe and
nope.
You know, yeah. Nope. Very well.
Maud, go ahead and give me an idea roll.
Sure. Nope. No idea.
Okay. Cool.
I guess I was hoping for maybe a spot hidden as I look around. Really just looking for anything odd or out of the place or papers not tucked away that might hold something interesting.
Yeah.
That I do make. I do a hard success.
What you'll know, I mean, so you'll look around again, things have been sort of largely boxed up. The display cases are all in good condition except for one where, you know, the glass on one shelving has been smashed open. Hmm. That will make you do an idea roll. You're relatively sure that's how Collins knew what had been stolen hadn't been stolen. So, yep.
Uh-huh. All right. Thank you so much, Collins. This must have been so difficult for you, but we really appreciate your aid and assistance, and you really have shed some light on the goings-on here. Somebody's definitely trying to frighten people. And I will, you know, clasp my hands dramatically and say, doing a good job.
Is there any safe or anything? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. No, you don't see any safe or anything like that.
Yeah, there's no secure place. It's all just kind of seems to be out here in the open.
Nope.
Okay. Nope.
As you are sort of walking down the stairs and you say, oh, someone's trying to scare them, and Collins will pull his glasses out of his little sweater pocket there and clean them and says, I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. I do know that Lord Brightman definitely came to believe that there was a real curse. I don't know what happened on that expedition with Thompson, but after they got back, the last dig, he refused to have anything to do with Thompson.
Yes, we are in search of him, and things are. It is definitely a mystery.
Do you know? Right. Oh, would he? No, I was going to ask. Would he? Any place you would meet with Thompson, particularly when the two of them were dropping their Irish or Scottish accent, when the two of them were
mark the together. Time when Steve gave up on that ridiculous accent.
Oh no.
When they get together, oh well, you know, Thompson would come here back in those days. They could meet at Thompson's house at a museum. What's that?
At the Wentworth Club.
Occasionally, although Thompson rubbed some of the members the wrong way. He was never going to be a member of the club, but a bit too cocksure of himself, if you would. But my Lord Brightman always enjoyed his company up until a few years ago, and then they had a falling out of some sort.
You had the house being watched, did you?
I was unaware of it. Could have happened. It's not something we would normally pay attention to, I would say.
Of course. Well, Mr. Shaw.
I will pull a business card out and I don't know what a reasonable amount of money was. I have a credit rating of 40, so something around the equivalent of like $50 or something in today's money.
Uh-huh.
Or pounds or whatever out, and I will give them to him. And
go ahead and give me a credit rating roll.
Credit rating roll. That will not work.
They're handing him the card and the money.
But
yep.
It's not for that. I will say, well, you seem very competent, and thank you very much for showing us around. If something should happen untoward, or if you need any help with the cataloging, please give us a call.
Collins will skillfully take the card, leaving the money in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I'd be happy to let you know if anything else happens. Again, Lord Brightman thought well of the club, and I would not want to be seen not being supportive of your endeavor here. Well, good day to you both.
Thank you. I will look down at the money in my hand and sadly put it away.
Back to the club. Are we doing anything?
Chagrined.
Drinks, cigars, yes. Dinner.
Learning mm-hmm. about alienism, hopefully, and what makes people tick from the professional.
Certainly. I would be very happy to discourse on the subject.
I think the answer is no.
Well, the two of you become closer friends, maybe, or maybe not. It's hard to know what Roger will do in a conversation. But at least you have a weird character for your next book.
Exactly. And some knowledge to use about what drives people to murder.
Ah, yes. Let's go back to the shop. Yes, what are we doing there?
Well,
I'm good. I mean, I think I got what we needed.
Oh my goodness. Maybe. Is that the time? Oh, well, this has been fascinating, Mr. Albright. We must go. I'll definitely be in touch about that dinner. Yes. Thank you. Goodbye.
I will just go ahead and when they come out from the room, I will just say aloud, sorry, I don't know what happened to me. And I don't know if I'm suffering from paranoia or something, but I do believe that guy was reading the paper, and he's still there reading the paper when we came in. We'll try to see what his reaction is.
Whose reaction? The guy across the street?
No, this guy. The upright. And I mentioned that aloud. Not a success on my psychology, no.
Okay. I mean, he hears the conversation and he definitely sort of looks out, but he doesn't seem, I don't know if we're going to do psychology, he doesn't seem surprised by what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Again, I apologize. I will see if I can find those books, and maybe I can come again and buy something extra for you. Just open the door.
I would be happy to help all of you in any way I can.
Mm-hmm.
He will watch you leave. Close the door behind you, and you'll hear a click. Okay.
Okay. Well, I was able to snag this.
Yeah, I need info
that should be helpful tomorrow when we go to the museum.
Well, I hope it was worth it.
What
exactly did he do to you there, Montgomery? You just seem to...
I have no idea. I feel like I had a lot of fear at the moment. I need to leave. That's what I knew. I felt more safe outside. That's when I noticed that guy. That guy's been watching his store. I wonder if...
Could have really been magic?
But he did. I don't know. Maybe I just was feeling. Maybe it's the dreams. Maybe he has powers. We may need to keep track of any suspicious activities from him.
He definitely
maybe
seemed
he's connected to this cult.
An odd fellow, that's for sure.
Montgomery, go ahead and give me an occult roll. It's kind of exciting for you. You have read about spells and magic and that sort of thing. You are quite sure you experienced actual magic, which, you know, as an occultist, you've always been like, oh, there's definitely magic in the world, but it... You know, this this is the first time you've personally experienced this in such a direct manner and got to feel exactly what powers were out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I may want to have a nurse to steal a few books from his personal library. Yeah, no, I don't know. He might be the real thing. Never know. This is strange. What's a strange sensation? I can tell you that, Kitty.
I really don't want to spend any more time with him, but...
Ugh. Yeah, I mean, I think we get back to the club. Definitely interesting. We've got some leads at the British Museum, finding Neve's list.
Okay. So I will take a look again at the guy that was across the street, just to make sure that if I see him again, I will recognize him.
Okay, you're definitely able to keep track of him.
Okay.
So, and you're heading where till next?
Back to the club. Back to the club, or
back to the club.
Okay, and I guess as Maud, are you and Connor also going back to the club?
I believe we are. I did want to see if we were being followed or if I saw anybody watching Lord Brightman's house.
Sure, give me a spot hidden.
No, I don't see anything.
Could I get in some of that spot hidden action?
Get in on that spot hidden action, sure.
That sweet, sweet spot hidden action. That's a normal success.
Yeah, you don't see anybody on the street here watching his house.
Well, in a world of choices,
there's no need to watch houses where people have been murdered. Sorry, I'm not there.
I'm thinking about us, not the dead.
I was going to say, in a world of no bad choices, it appears as if we've made a bad one. Low leads.
No, no. Well, we know where Mr. Brightman's estate is being, who has the will. Might be interesting to see where his stuff is going. I don't know. And I'd like a real description. A monster with... So now we have a fourth statue. This is getting...
Fourth statue? What's... sorry. Brightman has a statue. He's describing his statue. That you now know has half Naboo, half a demon on it.
Right. But if that's the statue we have...
It's not. You have a different one. Right. It looks familiar to it. It's similar to it, but it's not the same.
Right.
Hopefully he'll send that catalog over to the club, and maybe, I don't know. It are these things likely to have like photographs with them as well, or just like notes and things? Seems like if they're done thoroughly, they'd have photographs or drawings or something.
Yep.
Excellent.
Well, hopefully that catalog will come quickly to the club, as College promised. Would you like some ice cream? Perhaps we can stop on the way.
That sounds lovely.
I've got quite a thing for the butter pecan.
Oh. Ooh, sounds delish. Let's do it.
Yes.
We go on a date.
I'll also sort of say that, you know, in defense of there's no wrong choices, from year to year, this was obviously a much more ritualistic killing than you had previously been led to believe.
Oh, Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I got, yeah, no, I didn't mean that as a slight to you as a keeper. It was more of a...
Well, I took it that way, and now the shit's going down, so.
Yeah, it's going down. In fact, we are being followed, and it turns out there's four or five guys with Thompsons right behind us. Yeah, no, I was more making fun of myself than, you know, not being able to figure out much. But yeah, gotcha. That was good info. Now to butter pecan.
Is there anything else that people wish to do tonight before?
I don't have anything particular. No. I think we've got that meeting tomorrow, so maybe it's just dinner and get some rest.
Montgomery, you still have the statue.
I know. So...
Where did you store it during the day?
On the, how do you call it, a safe box at the club. They have a set of safe boxes that we can use as...
Sure, okay. Are you leaving in the safe box overnight? Do you... Checking on it. What are your?
I'm checking on it. Yeah, I'm checking on it.
It's still there. Yeah.
Okay.
Still a little disquieting to look at it.
Yeah. So before they leave, I'll tell them. So I experienced some strange nightmares when I was doing some research on the statues. Does someone want to take it? With them and do a small experiment and see if the statue has powers and give you nightmares as well.
Well, we already know it's cursed.
Yes, I'll definitely take it. I'm sure there's nothing nothing magical about it.
You see?
Agatha, you're so bold. I love you.
it's just nonsense. We need to make sure. We don't know if it's cursed. Might be just people.
Psychosomatic.
Crazy, yeah. So I'll hand it out to you.
I guess I will take it home this evening, and as promised for the proper experiment, I will put it on my dresser in the bedroom, watching over me.
Cool. All right. Nobody else has anything else they're doing tonight? That's fine.
Before I lock, I will go to my house, of course, this time. And before I lock the door, I'll make sure no one is following me. I don't know why I'm getting a little bit anxious about this. People following.
Couldn't give me a spot hidden.
People. Yeah. Okay. For a 93. So I put some extra locks on my door.
Yeah, if there's somebody following you, you don't see them.
Yeah.
Whether that means you're sure somebody is following you or not, because you didn't see them. You know, we've gone that far down. Been a rough day for you. Yeah. All right. The next morning. Could I get a sand roll from Agatha?
Ooh, that's a 95.
Okay, so that's lose 1 point of sanity.
Okay.
And it's you wake up in the morning in a panic. Your dream, you're not entirely sure what you saw. At one point you were quite sure that somebody was hitting you, slapping you. There's violence against you, but you don't know who it was or why it was or where it was. You just have sort of this sort of, it's just you in the darkness and something hitting you. But you're definitely feeling off your game today.
All right. Mechanically as well as...
Nope. Okay. No, I'm not going to do that. Just
wrong side of the bed.
The wrong side of the bed. What are you doing with the statue?
Well, I guess I will... presumably, I will take it back to the club when we meet for... I guess we're going to this... Yeah, when we meet to go to the museum.
Mm-hmm.
So I will have it in... how big is it?
That is a good... It's about 8 inches high.
I will put it in a hat box.
Perfect.
And carry it with me to the club.
And when you get to the club, are you carrying it around with you today? Or are you putting it into the club storage area? What's your...
Well, I think it's not completely up to me. So,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'll sort of, you know, we'll meet and I'll put the hat box on the table and I'll say, well, I did sleep a little rough this morning. It just shows the power of thinking, thought, right?
Itty rolls her eyes.
Right, Mr. Schindler?
No, it may be something. The statue may have power. Let me put it back on the safe box.
Very well, here.
Take it to a bank.
Ridiculous nonsense.
Bank?
Well, it
Should
is
we take it to a bank? Yeah?
Gold and you know...
I mean, I would hate for anything to happen here at the club in terms of people getting murdered.
Exactly. A bank would be much safer, I think.
You did say that people were watching you, so I imagine they may know we have it somewhere.
We could take it back to the museum.
Yes, definitely.
Well,
it's not ours. No,
it's not secure there.
I mean,
well, it was given to us, right, for safekeeping.
It will be given to us out of fear.
Well, there was clearly fear involved in the decision, I can tell you that, but I agree.
There's too much strange stuff going on for this to be a coincidence. There's been human combustion, deaths. Mr. Helmsworth here was cast a spell upon by Mr. Albright yesterday. I mean, it's we don't know what we're dealing with here.
Yes, obviously not coincidence.
We're dealing with a number of people who have convinced themselves of this nonsense and
murder over it.
Exactly. Right. The murderers are convinced of something, and they're the ones I'm worried about.
Well, yes. They're convinced that there is gold involved.
Oh, and a bank is much better protected than the Wentworth Club.
This I cannot disagree with.
Yes, that's a very fine idea.
I will take
bank it. Bank it is. Yeah, bank it is. Let's go.
Yeah, we can just stop there on the way to the museum.
Yeah, are we all going to the museum?
Yeah. It's a big museum.
I think I would like to go.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, no, I'm going to Hackney just to be
yes, right. Good.
Annoying. I'll go with you, Roger. I'm not really one much for museums.
I was thinking the same, that maybe the three of us could go to the bank, deposit it so that it's not just one person who can get into the bank. And I could go to Hackney as well. That's all right with you, Roger. I don't want to horn in.
Of course, Miss Hall, Miss Throckmorton, I should be glad for the company.
Who is it that actually has the appointment at the museum? We sent those people off.
No, I think Agatha and...
Nichols.
Okay.
Sorry, Connor, where did you say you were going?
Oh, I'll be going to the museum.
to the bank and then the museum.
All right. I think what's happening now is that Maud, Roger, and Kitty are going to the bank, then to what's his name's house, and then museum people are just going to the
museum.
The others are just going to the museum. So
okay, yeah. So I'll just go to the museum then. Sorry, I thought someone said we'll.
That was the plan at one point, and then Maud sort of said, "Well, let's do this." Oswald, you're going to the museum.
Yep. That's a handy dandy list.
Montgomery.
Montgomery's going. Mm-hmm.
All right, that's the seven players, and we'll find out what Heathcliff is up to when Heathcliff arrives.
Before we get going, can I ask one quick question? I think we heard before. I was just thinking about getting the name of the lawyers who are reading the will for our Lord Brighton.
I wrote it down in the notes.
Yeah, Crank and...
That's where
Crank and Willis.
Yes, it's in the notes.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got it. What I was going to ask is, do we have a date that that's going to be read? Like, did we hear that at the club early on or something?
No. So it's not, you know, the reading of the will of somebody like this is not a thing you do the next day. You have to get a full inventory of things. They sort of deal with looking at the will, making sure, you know, as any Agatha Christie novel will tell you, all the people who are getting things have to be in the rooms. So there's a certain amount of traveling and whatnot.
Right.
And what you heard from Collins is that this is going to be a little bit more complicated because they have to figure out who is the next of kin.
Okay. Yeah, I was only thinking about, like, scheduling-wise, like, maybe missing will reading or whatever, not being around when it happens. I was just curious. Okay, but it's going to be a while anyway, so good.
It's going to be a while, and you will know that there's no way with your credit rating you're going to be invited.
Well, someone from the club will be, I'm sure.
Yes, they will, perhaps. And only if they're on the list of people receiving things. Like, it's not a public reading.
Mm.
All right. You know, the people that are getting stuff show up.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you.
I don't know if I've ever heard anybody crashing a wedding reading, but maybe it happened.
What you would be able to do, you'd be able to get a copy of the will afterwards because they're public record, but yeah, you wouldn't be able to go.
Okay.
I'm going to just hand wave the bank thing.
Yeah.
Whose name is it in?
I think we have to put it in all three of our names. That way, all three of us access.
Could certainly do that.
Okay. Then that's in all three of your names. Not a problem. They've got a nice lockbox. It's the right size for it. And let's do the Peter Simpkin group first. You're headed to Lavender Grove.
Gave us a surname.
What's that?
You gave us the surname.
Oh, well.
That will make this much easier.
Well, you have the address, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't have a surname. Have us,
exactly.
Nah. I don't think it's going to help you, but we'll see.
Because he's dead.
The end of the his house is at the end of a terrace row, this is morning, but the curtains are still drawn.
Oh dear.
As you're approaching, give me spot hidden rolls.
Ooh, yes, we probably should have been proactively looking, shouldn't we? No.
I have, with 1 point of luck, a hard success.
Okay. Maud, as you are all approaching, you notice that the one of the curtains on the first floor sort of twitches as if somebody was sort of looking out of it and closed it up quickly.
There's someone inside who's alive, I think. Perhaps he's terrified. Do we see anybody on the street with the hearts?
Yeah.
What's that? No, there doesn't seem to be anybody watching on the street with their hard success.
I would expect from the tenor of his letter for him to be quite paranoid.
Yes. Well.
Sorry, I interrupted you though, Roger. You were walking up and knocking on the door?
Yes.
Give me a listen roll, all three of you.
Oh, dear. Oh, that is a success. Hard success. Listen of 30.
I got an extreme, sorry.
Ah, two away from an extreme. 08.
Roger?
Fail. All
right, so the other two of you, over Roger's labored breathing, you're able to hear just a little step up here. Hear a man, it's definitely a man's voice, and go away.
Oh, Peter, we're here because, oh, you must be terribly frightened. So many people are. Please let us in.
Oh, go away.
It's quite all right, Peter. I'm acquainted with your friend Terry. He sent me to see you.
Terry?
Yes.
Terry, is he with you?
No.
Worried about Terry. Where is he?
He is at home. He did not want to come himself. If we could just come in and talk for a moment.
No, go away. Go away.
A lot of people are in danger.
I am in danger. You could be a danger to me. I don't know. It's just, the doom is coming. I don't know who you are. I don't know. You say, you know.
We're from the Wentworth Club.
What doom is coming?
Please, ladies, just let me handle this. I am a professional.
No, go away.
We shall go away in very short order, Peter, but it is important. I have some information that I must share with you from Terry. He did send us. I would like to, I'm hoping, quite frankly, to use my psychoanalysis to say the appropriate things to mollify him enough to get inside here.
Well, let's see how that goes for you.
Well, I'm sure it will go swimmingly.
I hope so.
That's the way the dice. Oh, hello. Extreme success.
Oh, nice.
So this goes on for an extended period of time. And I don't know what Maud or Kitty have thought of Roger in the past, but it's an impressive performance where, you know, Peter essentially does the go away, you're out to kill me, I don't want to, and Roger sort of responds in a way that sort of, and you get a sense, like, this goes on, you know, probably like almost an hour. And then you hear a click on the door as if the lock had been undone. I think we'll end there.